Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, in which the Bugle delves into the past of humanity, provided that past is since October 2007, when this show began. I'm Andy Zaltzman. Now, how would you feel if your browser history was published in a national newspaper? Well, if you were the president of Syria, and I sincerely hope that is a big if, you might be even more worried. Yes, in March 2012, we got a glimpse into the downtime of one Bashar al-Assad. This is from Bugle issue 187, and I'm joined by John Oliver.
Top story this week, Syria update! And Andy, you don't really think of murderous dictators as human beings, and that's generally for a pretty good reason, because they tend to lack any of the behavioural qualities that qualify you for humanity. Things like conscience, mercy and kindness are not high on dictators' personality profiles. But, you know, you don't want to humanise them. But sometimes it is worth it when that humanising turns them out to be not so much intimidating monsters, but rather pathetic little dweebs who in another life will be having their lunch money taken from them and hung from coat hooks by the back of their underpants. Hitler, for instance, was rumoured to only have one testicle, of course, which, you know, does help in a way to slightly demystify him, even if it also makes you slightly concerned about what he would have been capable of doing with the power of both testicles intact. So Assad of Syria has been very busy over the last 12 months doing some intensive interior decorating of his own country in the form of bombing his own cities and murdering his own people. He's a flawed human being, Andy. Yeah. He really puts the cock into that man is a total cock. But we now have quite a lot more personal information about him than we did this time last week, because the Guardian newspaper in London has published more than 3,000 documents that Syrian opposition claims are emails downloaded from private accounts belonging to Assad and his wife. It's basically a glimpse into the internet history of a tyrant and a Mrs. Tyrant. And you can't help but juxtapose what they were doing online with what they were doing in the real world. For instance, in February, when the siege of Homs was taking place and Syrian citizens were being killed in the streets, Mrs. Assad was apparently browsing the internet for luxury shoes and writing to her friends about 6-inch high heels that cost more than $5,000. That's a little let them eat cakey, Andy.
Just a touch.
That's a little let them wear 3-inch heels. It'll be easier for them to run away from tank bombardments they're about to receive. Also, she is really screwing up the customer recommendations for other people who buy those shoes, Andy. If you like these 6-inch high heels, you may also like firing on unarmed groups of civilians. Oh, I'm not sure about that, but I do love those shoes, so maybe I'll give it a go. Customers who bought these shoes also tortured political dissidents for information. Well, that does sound fun. It'll be much easier to do that in a flat-soled pump like this one.
Do you think there's a correlation between the height of her heels and the murderousness of her husband? Because didn't she always used to wear pumps in the old days? Just flat-soled pumps.
Or before he just started unloading tanks on people.
Yeah, and then the higher her heels got.
So are you appealing for Mrs. Assad to...
Yeah, all I know
is... For the love of God, lower your heel.
All I know is that Mrs. Pol Pot was a professional stilt walker.
That's a fact.
That is a fact. Also in February, at the outset of the assaults on Homs, Assad sent Mrs. Assad the lyrics of a song by the country star Blake Shelton. Are you... I wasn't really... I'm not aware of Blake Shelton's oeuvre. He's quite a big star here, isn't he?
He is a big star, yeah. Yes. Oh, if you like country music.
Yeah, and does he wear and massive hats?
Bad country music. He's no stranger to the massive hat.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I mean, he'll not wear a hat as well, but he will also wear a hat.
Is that an acoustic thing with country singers?
What?
The massive hat. Does it, like, keep the vocal tonature...
Yeah, it's...
...angled downwards... to get a more resonant timbre.
But it's more than just angling it downwards. It also projects it skywards.
Really?
Because of the rim of the brim towards God in heaven.
Yeah.
So that he can hear...
So he can fry his chicken.
Some of the worst sounds that his creations have ever created.
So anyway, I went online to find some of Blake Shelton's songs and played them backwards to see what coded messages they contain that maybe Assad had been influenced by. And his 2009 hit, Hillbilly Bone... a duo with Trace Adkins, John, the 21st century's Wilfred Owen, and of course the creator, overlord behind the unofficial US national anthem, Honky Tonk Badonkadonk. That song, Hillbilly Bone, contains this lyric: "We all got a hillbilly bone down deep inside. No matter where you're from, you just can't hide it. When the band starts banging and the fiddle soars, you can't help but hollering, yee-haw." When you see them pretty little country queens, man, you got to admit that it's in them jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong just getting on your hillbilly bone, ba-bone, bone. Now, very moving moving lyrics as they are, but played backwards in Arabic, what it says is, "Show no mercy to those who would overthrow you, but visit upon them devastation from the sky and from the ground, as a hail of holy pain rains upon their infidel heads, until the streets run crimson with the blood of the unfaithful, and the echoes of your vengeance reverberate through the corridors of the Syrian soul, such that none shall dare again raise hand or voice against your powerhead for all eternity. Yeehaw!" Now this, another song, Old Red, one of... Shelton's breakthrough hits from about 10 years ago, cover version. "Now Old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. He's a four-leg tracking machine." If you translate that into semaphore but use the wrong flags, it says, "Suck my big ones, international community, and suck them hard." What are you going to do? Put one hand on your hip and wag your index finger on the other hand in an admonitory fashion. Good luck with that, girlfriend. If you need me, I'll be on the phone to Russia reminding them how much money I pay them every year for their fireworks. Toodle pip. And, of course, Shelton's 2011 solo hit Honey Bee. If you record it onto a wax cylinder and then melt the wax cylinder and pour the molten wax into cold water, it solidifies into the shape of a Kalashnikov pointing at a child. So I guess we can see, you know, the influence that Blake Shelton has had on the oppression of ordinary Syrian people.
Well, there's no question that's true.
Yeah. And what has Shelton got to say about that?
Well, he's been ominously quiet about it, hasn't he?
Quiet, as has Garth Brooks. Is he still alive?
In fact, Blake Shelton and the city of Damascus have never been seen in the same place, Andy. Is that coincidence? Assad's email was reportedly sam@alshaba, which is pretty unspectacular email address. I was hoping it might be bigguns22@syria.net or bashar al-assad3@mac.com, just because he hadn't moved quite quickly enough to get his name first. And the emails do offer a great window into his state of mind. At one point, he's found to be swapping amusing links to videos with his aides and his wife. One video is a YouTube clip featuring a reenactment of the Siege of Homs with a child's toy car and a pile of biscuits. That's like Pol Pot making a video reenacting the killing fields with Rice Krispies for skulls. It's possible, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a particularly good idea to do it. Assad linked to the video in an email to his media advisor saying, "Check out this video on YouTube," in an email. She replied, this is a quote, "Ha ha 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 ha. OMG, 3!" This is amazing. They're high school girls, Andy. High school girls with somehow an even worse grasp of humanity. And in another video, Assad linked his wife to a clip from America's Got Talent in which an illusionist appears to saw his assistant in half. I mean, maybe that was a metaphor for what he was planning on doing to the opposition in Syria, Andy. Or maybe he just thought it was truly incredible piece of magic and it was making him rethink his relationships with the West. Dear sweetheart, watch this clip, my wife. It turns out that America really does have talent. We may have misjudged the great Satan. What sorcery is this that can saw a person in half and then put them back together? I'm going to Google Israel's Got Talent now. If it turns out that a Jew can juggle 14 bagels to Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, then I may have to seriously rethink my anti-Semitism. Anyway, hope you're having a good day. Lots of love. Bash.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Now pop over to the Mothership and listen to the latest Bugle podcast. It's like Top Stories, but longer and newer.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.